heating system for comfort, savings, and peace of mind in the River Region. Call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing at 277-2125 or visit us on the web at www.clarkcomfort.com. And once again, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family to yours.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
December 12th is Festival of Unmentionable Thoughts Day, a day to gather around and think about things like... and... oh, and of course... have a happy Festival of Unmentionable Thoughts Day. Ooh, I just had another.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Hey, everybody, it's A.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House Judiciary Committee this morning resumes debate on articles of impeachment.
Texas Republican Louie Gohmert said it's not the president who has abused power.
The abuses, the obstruction of Congress have come from Congress.
Democratic Chairman Jerry Nadler.
We cannot rely on an election to solve our problems when the president threatens the very integrity of that election.
In Washington, Rachel Sutherland. Fox News.
The New Zealand military is attempting to retrieve the bodies of eight people killed in a volcano eruption Monday, including the parents of two American teenage brothers who are among eight others killed.
The American Red Cross confirms 13-year-old Matthew Hollander and 16-year-old Baron Hollander died in a hospital. The family moved several years ago from Northbrook, Illinois to Australia, the father's home country.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox News.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt.
805 on News Talk 93.1 FM. The weather waits for no one except this man.
Mr. Sandman.
Hello there, sir.
Good morning.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do. Well, the Millbrook store is closed today, but tomorrow and Saturday we're having what I'm calling my leftover sale.
Uh-huh.
Got a lot of really nice mattresses, mostly queen size. Got a few kings and a few fulls left up there. Got some nice beds and headboards. Out-of-the-box bed frames are marked way down. So if you need some of this stuff, come see us in Millbrook, 10 to 5. Friday and Saturday. And my store in Montgomery is open today, of course, and we're having a really nice sale down there. You know, it's our end-of-year sale. I've got a lot of inventory that's excess that I need to move out. It's got some models that are being discontinued by the factory, and I need to close out what stock I have. That's the problem with being a stocking dealer instead of one of these other guys that has to order everything you want to buy. You know, I have inventory on hand, and when they change out, I have to get rid of it. And to do that, I have to cut the prices to make somebody a good deal. So... come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery today or every Monday through Saturday, except we will be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday otherwise. and that's across from the Dairy Queen on the Atlanta Highway. We have two locations in the same building. Shop both sides. There's a whole different selection on each side. Millbrook, 10 to 5 tomorrow and Saturday. That'll be the final days up there. We'll be moving everything out come Monday. So y'all come see us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman. We appreciate you. It's 8:07.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village, the perfect active, independent senior living community. It's like a cruise that never ends. Schedule your tour today at caravitavillage.com.
So we're in an active pattern where we're getting storm systems about every two or three days. For instance, we've got one that's coming in this evening and tonight through tomorrow, and then we take a break for the weekend, which is good. Then we have another storm system on Monday, and now the Weather Service has added a severe weather risk for that Monday system, including the threat of tornadoes. So we'll keep an eye on it. Right now this morning, it's brisk and a cool day today with a high temperature up to about 54. Risk of showers by this afternoon. An increasing rain chance and possible thunderstorms tonight and Friday. Nothing severe with this one. Overnight low 45. Tomorrow's high upper 50s. Risk of showers continues Friday night, but it moves out of the way just in time for the weekend. Timing is everything. And looks like highs over the weekend will be in the 60s. In fact, the best day, I think, is Sunday with mid-60s and the best chance of seeing sunshine. Then that Monday storm system, as I mentioned, needs to be monitored for the potential for severe thunderstorms and possible tornadoes. We'll keep you up to date as we get closer. That's still 5 days out. Right now this morning, we have east winds at 12 miles per hour, making that 43-degree temperature seem more like 36. That's the wind chill at 8:08.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I am your stupid news anchor, and I've got some pretty cool stuff coming up in our next segment, including all our issues with Google aside. The most searched What Is Questions of 2019, and the most searched news stories. All of that ahead. Morning Maroons and more coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says Alabama's infant mortality rate in 2018 was the lowest in state history. However, Alabama's infant mortality rate continues to be higher than the national rate. A manhunt is underway in Crenshaw County after the First National Bank in Dozier was robbed yesterday afternoon. Authorities tell us that one suspect is in custody. The search continues for a second suspect. The state helicopter and dogs are assisting with the search. And OSHA has cited an Andalusia Dollar Tree for safety violations. OSHA says there were slip, trip, and fall hazards because walkways were not kept clean. They also say that merchandise was stacked too high and blocked emergency exits. The company has been fined $312,000. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hello, I'm Jane Ray, account executive at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
It's the most fattening time of the year. Just got done with Thanksgiving, now relatives bringing more cakes and treats here. The fattiest season of all. When the chocolate is melting, I'm loosening my belt and I'm eating it all. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be nuts that were roasting, marshmallows were toasting. I feel myself turning to dough. I can't wait for the glazed ham and all sorts of fruit jam. When Christmas comes, I tend to grow. It's the fat, fattiest season of all. There'll be all kinds of pie and I might even try Annam's fruitcake this year. It's the most fattening time. It's the most fattening time. It's the most fattening time of the year.
Time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. I am your stupid news anchor, Craig Budell. All right, Google puts out lists every year of the things that are most searched, and they break it into a couple of different categories. Let's go down the list of the top five news searches on the Google.
Number five.
The Copa America soccer tournament in Brazil. That was number five.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Okay.
No, I can't.
See that. No. Looking below that on the list, the Equifax data breach settlement, I could see that because that affected millions of people.
Yeah. I searched that.
Earthquakes in California and others finished below the Copa America soccer tournament in Brazil.
Number four.
Which is just south of Nicaragua. The Area 51 raid.
Okay.
We had some fun with that this year.
Yeah.
2 million people RSVP'd for the Area 51 raid. On Facebook,
and about two people showed up.
134. Can you calculate the fraction on that? What does 2 million into 134 come out to in percentage?
N over 100.
Into 134.
That's a little beyond my savant skill of quick calculations with basic math.
So what am I doing?
154 divided by 2 million.
Well, the calculator on my thing.
That's how you get the percentage of people that RSVP, right? Am I remembering my...
No, you're right. I was doing it with N over 100. Yeah,
I got exactly right. If I did it right, I got it. That didn't sound right. 0.000077.
Yeah.
That sounds right. Yeah.
So that's 7,000.
7,000?
7/10,000ths of a percent. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. What am I doing this for?
Number three.
The Women's World Cup. Pass.
Number two.
No, I'm sorry. Megan Rapinoe is not one of my favorite people. The Notre Dame Cathedral fire.
Oh, yeah. I forgot all about that.
That was a shocker because
an
ancient... It would be like... waking up one day and seeing the Sphinx burnt to a crisp.
I haven't heard the follow-up on it either. Are they working on to get it all back up to normal?
I would imagine.
I'm sure, but I mean, funding. I remember it was going to be private funding.
Yeah. And then at the top,
and number one,
Dorian,
Hurricane Dorian.
Remember the drama? I was going down to visit Janelle,
God.
And Dorian was taking forever to...
It was going 4 miles an hour or stop. It was stationary for 36 hours.
Yeah.
Stationary.
And as I turned onto I-75 from Interstate 10, which is about midway on the peninsula of Florida, you could still see, I sent you a picture of the streaming clouds being pulled to the north.
Dorian Category 5 and stationary.
I was so lucky I was able to make that trip without interruption.
Amazing.
Okay, now let's go down the top five most search what is questions.
Number five.
What is quid pro quo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's been in the news.
Yep.
It's nothing more than a Latin phrase that means something for something. Let's say you call the former president of the Ukraine, Poroshenko, because you heard that they're investigating your son, who somehow got a $1 million a year job with an oil company that he wasn't qualified for, and they were looking into it, and you say, look, you know, I got $1 billion here that I will not give you if you keep investigating my kid. And what do you know, son of a... They fired the prosecutor, and the $1 billion went up. Bah, 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 bah. That's called quid pro quo.
Because of his quid pro kid.
Very good. Very good. Rich Thomas, everybody.
Number four.
What is a boomer?
Yeah. All right, boomer.
No, it's okay.
Okay, boomer. Boomer.
Okay, boomer.
And actually, I addressed that in my December boom magazine column.
Yeah, you did.
Because the first two words and the last two words of that column are okay, boomer. Yeah. Find out what's in between by going to riverregionboom.com.
Good
cheap
tease.
Plug for the
good tease.
For my magazine column.
Number three.
What is Momo?
What is Momo?
It was a fake internet challenge where kids supposedly did violent stuff, but it was a hoax.
Okay.
Momo.
We missed that one.
I didn't hear that.
I don't remember seeing that one.
At all.
Yeah.
Pay attention. I'm constantly looking at zillions of different news sources. Don't remember.
Well, I'm a boomer.
Number two.
What is a VSCO, pronounced VSCO? It's a it's an insult for women who post heavily edited photos using the app VSCO. What is...
I don't know a thing about it.
I am shocked because you know all of that shit.
I am out of touch. I don't know. I'm old.
And finally...
And number one.
What is Area 51?
Okay.
Others that people inquired about, what's a Mandalorian? What is Disney Plus? What is a Bird Box about? What is Brexit? They're having that vote this weekend.
It is going on right now.
It's going to be a big deal.
Today.
So those are your, there's your year in Google, in the Google. I'm posting a photo here on Facebook of Jack Campbell and Joey Clark, who I profusely want to thank for coming to Bomb Hours last night.
Nice.
Popeyes has a new chicken sandwich, ugly Christmas sweater. So if you're looking for a last-minute ugly Christmas sweater that really sums up one of the hottest trends of the year, Popeyes started selling a new ugly Christmas sweater featuring their chicken sandwich. The sweater has big orange and white horizontal stripes with the Popeyes logo in the orange stripes and the sandwich in the white. And it's only $45 at uglychristmassweater.com.
Is that sandwich back?
Yes, it is. I've had it.
Have you? Is it that good?
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
All right. The other day we were talking about Walmart and that T-shirt with Santa pictured in front of three lines of Coke.
Yeah, right.
So Walmart took it off the shelves, but Amazon had no problem with it. And even worse, it's a huge seller at $32 in unisex sizes.
Well, it's...
it's their top seller.
Yeah, it's a funny novelty sweater now.
It's a novelty. People are doing it as a collectible.
And since we're mentioning restaurant change, IHOP is launching a new fast food restaurant called Flipped. This will not be a dine-in place. They're going to do fast food with their breakfast sandwiches, burritos, wraps, and burgers. Remember how we all got sucked into that?
IHOP, the burger thing. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it at Food Outlet, but I will look. Jolly Rancher cereal is now a thing.
Huh?
And Miller Coors.
Noel.
Coors, new hard seltzer, has 30 times more vitamin C than an orange.
What's wrong with the vitamin C we got?
Well, if you're not prone to wanting to eat an orange, you can get it from...
it's a big box of them over here.
Yeah, you can get it from their hard seltzer called Vizzy. And 30 times more vitamin C than a regular orange.
Huh.
We have our rocket scientists of the day coming up. Gulf States Mobility is a company in Wetumpka. I may be doing the Wetumpka Parade this weekend if I don't have a conflict on my schedule. But I love going by their shop because I know what happens in there, and they really change lives. And it's literally, I think of like Edison, because they literally invent things because people that need their services have very unique circumstances. So they have to customize whatever a person needs to restore choices, add mobility, and make life more visible or livable as they go through the period of having an accident, whatever caused the mobility loss, dealing with that and coming back from it, their job is to make sure that all the choices possible are on the table for their clients. They do an amazing job. They've got a wall full of awards, but James Garrett and Tommy Johnson are not about awards. They're about each and every individual situation and making sure that everything is being done, including, and they do this right there at that workshop, reconfigure vehicles with smart technologies that allow people who at one time were told by a doctor, I'm sorry, you'll never be able to drive again. Now they can. This is one of the greater benefits of the digital era. It's given people back something as basic and fundamental as their schedule, so you don't have to feel dependent on others. That's a big deal. Their number is 514-6590. In appreciation of your own mobility, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility. We Tump.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we're looking a lot better on the interstates. I-65 and 85 are back to a speed limit run through downtown Montgomery now. No issues there anywhere. The boulevard is still heavy at the lights. We have still some traffic on Atlanta Highway. 231 out of Wetumpka looking good. All the 31s look good right now. That accident on Highway 80 out past the airport, they got it out of the way and it's getting back to normal out there. However, we do still have one accident working in Montgomery, a minor one at the corner of Day Street and Birmingham Highway. Watch out for emergency vehicles as they continue to clean that one up right there. The Toyota-thon is going on at Reinhardt Toyota with special year-end clearance pricing. No payments until March available. Don't miss the Toyota-thon at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
How would you like to win a Ford Mustang and a share of $40,000 cash? Then come hang out under the mistletoe at Wind Creek Montgomery. Because this December, we're giving away four Ford Mustangs in our Mustangs and Mistletoe giveaway. You can earn entries now through December 27th and double entries on Christmas Day. Then every Friday in December, starting at 8 p.m., you can win cash or drive into the holidays in a brand new Mustang. It's Mustangs and Mistletoe, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, I'm Cheryl Woodward, account executive with Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right. Sometimes the rocket scientist of the day is somebody you need to be protected from by the folks at Applied Security. Sometimes it's an actual scientific advancement. And for that, we go to Uganda.
What's wrong with the rocket scientist we've got?
Well, we always have a choice.
Okay.
Former home to the blue-eyed people eater, Idi Amin. In Uganda, there is a man there, and I'm not making this up, and I'm not doing this to be salacious or controversial. I'm trying to get people stuff that they can talk about at the water cooler. 48-year-old guy named Joe Rwamamanira. That's R-W-A-M-I-R-M-A-M-A. We should have a contest just to pronounce his name. Ramarama. Sounds like a concert. Hey, did you go to Ramarama
last night? It was better last year.
Yeah. He discovered that his flatulence, and again, I'm not doing this to bring up naughty subjects. I really meant this. His flatulence kills mosquitoes.
Was that right?
And mosquitoes are a big problem in Kampala, Uganda.
Hmm.
He says nobody in his village has ever gotten malaria because his gas has created a mosquito-free zone within a six-mile radius.
You're kidding.
Now, we've seen it come up the stairs here in our building.
Well, and I've never seen a mosquito down there either.
No. Yeah, now that you mention it, you're right. He says an insect repellent company has contacted him. They want to hire him so they can study his gas and find out why it's so effective. How would you like to apply for that job? He's not sure why his gas works at keeping mosquitoes away because it doesn't harm people. He says, I eat ordinary food like anybody else. So there you go. Somebody may we may have found the ultimate mosquito repellent from a guy who just...
Next to that Victoria's Secret perfume, right?
Right.
Cuts the cheese. 27 minutes after 8 o'clock last hour, we gave a very happy caller a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Here with menu recommendations and more about Seafood Bistro, please welcome Jay Scott.
That's right. Bill from Millbrook was our winner of that Seafood Bistro gift card. That got him a $10 gift certificate there. Go a long way for you. You can get two orders of corn nuggets if you want to do that. You can get the bistro salad or the house salad, or maybe you are on a salad kick. You can get the Caesar salad if you want to. There is the red beans and rice. You can get a bowl of that if you'd like to do that as well with that gift card. Everything I've told you about right now has all been under $10. You want the platter, the tilapia platter? Less than 10 bucks for you. The whitefish, the wings, less than $10. The popcorn shrimp, the calamari, the butterfly shrimp. You can get it all with that gift card. The cheese curds? Cheese curds.
Yeah.
It was slipping my mind.
Yeah.
Fried cheese curds and fried green tomatoes. Get them with that gift card. It's the Seafood Bistro. Go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. That'll give you their hours, their phone number, the location there. You can put in an order there if you'd like to do that. Do the delivery apps on your phone. It'll bring it right to your door if you'd like to do that as well. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. They open up at 11 a.m. today and every day. Located on Perry Hill Road, it's the Seafood Bistro.
I see Morning Maroon nominees in the not-too-distant future right now. Let's see how the roads are moving as we move towards the middle of the 8 o'clock hour.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Around the city, we have no accidents to report at this time. Use caution, buckle up, and drive carefully out there, all right? Well, want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckham at Trenum State, 420-3333. That's Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company. Tiny Check. The Vance Law Firm will make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
That's right, Sammy. Yeah. You want weather? You want Rich Thomas? Yeah. So let's go there. Yeah. Right now.
It's a little brisk out there this morning with that easterly breeze, which will pick up during the day today. So kind of cool for this time of the year. In fact, the high temperature will barely make 54, but the chance of showers will be increasing later on this afternoon. I think a better chance as we go towards evening tonight and through the day tomorrow. So periods of rain at time, can't rule out a few claps of thunder here and there with the low tonight 45, high tomorrow in the upper 50s. Risk of showers continuing Friday night, but then it moves out of the way just in time for the weekend. You know, we have these storm systems coming every two or three days, but when you can put together the right timing for a dry weekend, that's good with temperatures in the 60s both Saturday and Sunday. My pick of the litter day is the best day is Sunday because it's the warmest in the mid-60s and it has the most sunshine on Sunday. Then we have a storm system Monday that we've been talking about this morning. If you want to learn more, check out my morning video this morning. But here's the Reader's Digest version. Some of the storms in front of that front could be severe. And the time window the Weather Service has opened up now would be noon in the western counties till midnight. So sometime Monday afternoon, Monday evening, Monday night, we could see a severe weather threat in across the area. Right now this morning, we have east winds at 12 miles per hour. That makes that 43-degree temperature seem more like 36. The wind chill factor, 831.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
It never fails. You're busy. Everything's hectic. You're rushing around, and then you have a problem. A leaky faucet, a busted toilet, a broken pipe. Plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are my go-to plumber. They're very professional, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why it's a no-brainer in my house. You know, it's going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. And when I got that whole house plumbing inspection, it's good peace of mind because it lets you know that there's not a big problem brewing that could become a major problem. I mean, you don't want to walk back, especially after the holidays, and the first thing you hear when you hit your foot hits the carpet is squish. No, not a good thing. And it's happened to a couple of my neighbors where they came home and a pipe burst and they had that problem. So give them a call, 264-9666, Plumbing by Luke Wire. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
There's so much craziness in the world, sometimes we forget there are good people out there doing good things. A guy from Virginia who grew up poor drove around his hometown in a Ryder truck on Saturday and handed out $12,000 worth of Christmas gifts to kids in low-income areas.
That's cool. Including
nice things. I know somebody else who's very generous and picked up a couple of bikes for unfortunate kids, and he's sitting right across from me here. Let's listen to this man.
This guy shows up at my office and says, "Hey, I'd like to come by Saturday to give out some presents." And I thought, is this legit?
You want a bicycle? How about some bucket truck cars?
I just decided that I was going to go rent a great big box truck, and we went out and got over 1,300 toys, and we're just riding around the less fortunate areas passing them out. Harris Gardens is close to my heart. I used to live right here in Harris Gardens about 15 years ago, so I decided to make this our first stop. I mean, to watch the kids on expression on the kids' face, I mean, that's just priceless.
By the way, since we're talking good news, there's an organization locally, and I'm putting a link to them on Facebook right now, called Christmas Clearinghouse. Mm-hmm. And they help a lot of people. And this is a program. Again, we know there are people out there that will take anything that's free. I've heard stories from people who have worked in charities that are specifically designed to meet qualifying. But there are people that just expect free stuff. This is one of those organizations that has qualifying standards to help people, and they do a really, really terrific job. So it's called handsonriverregion.org. I'm putting the link up on Facebook here. I'll get it up in a second so you, with a little commentary so you know exactly what it is. Fantastic people, and congrats on your good work.
Ain't that news?
It is.
Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Morning, Merwin. Nominees are next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A manhunt is underway in Crenshaw County after the First National Bank in Dozier was robbed yesterday afternoon. Authorities tell us that one suspect is in custody. The search continues for a second suspect. The state helicopter and dogs are assisting in the search. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the state's infant mortality rate in 2018 was the lowest in Alabama history. However, Alabama's infant mortality rate continues to be higher than the national rate. And OSHA has cited an Andalusia Dollar Tree for safety violations. OSHA says there were slip, trip, and fall hazards because walkways were not kept clean. They also say that merchandise was stacked too high and blocked emergency exits. The company has been fined $312,000. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Christmas time at Marguerite's, and we have our $99 special diamond necklace. Four styles, white, yellow, and rose gold for your absolutely terrific and just for $99. But if you want something else, come in. We still have time to custom make for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We make it with the highest quality, and we make it the most affordable. We offer layaway, and we also offer a financing program. So whatever you want to do at Marguerite's, come see us. We're in the Peppertree Shops. We're open every day till Christmas. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. We'll knock it out of the box for you. Thank you.
Hello, this is Jennifer Pestricelli, Director of Sales at Blue Water Broadcasting, wishing you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And let's begin with the dumbest of the dumb. It's going to be a real competitive group today, Jay.
Okay.
Rich, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Oh. You don't like this?
Sucks.
It got everything.
I know. Well, if you don't like it...
Check, please.
See what else is on.
What else is on?
Oh, man. Don't tell him I did that.
Okay, I won't.
All right, we nominee number one, a 33-year-old guy.
Rich, he played your voices
oh,
while you were gone.
Oh, stop, Jay. I had a little harmless fun.
Just kidding.
Mom!
You guys behave in there, or I'm coming in. 33-year-old guy in Wisconsin named Alan Hushka.
Hushka.
Hushka. Went to the Redskins-Packers game in Green Bay this past Sunday with a good friend named Brian Haywood. And they were drinking. And after the game, they went to a bar and they kept drinking. When they got home drunk around 12:30, while they were driving, they got into a physical fight in the car over the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother.
Are you kidding?
Alan was driving, started punching Brian. Brian started punching back. They finally pulled over, got out of the car, and then started fighting on the sidewalk.
What?
Another driver saw this going on, called the police, who showed up and arrested Alan for driving under the influence. And guess what? It's his fourth DUI arrest.
Well.
And that is what they call a felony.
That's about three too many. That's about four too many.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, there you go. A Subway employee, a woman in New Mexico, robbed a Subway sandwich shop in Las Cruces around 7 o'clock. Monday, a man and a woman in masks killed the power for the store, busted in, threatened the guy, robbed the place. But as they were yelling at him, the guy recognized one of the voices. It was his 22-year-old co-worker, Lorena Marin. He called police. They tracked down Lorena and the guy she was with. And they admitted they'd robbed the Subway. And police say Lorena told them she did it because, quote, she wanted to teach one of the employees a lesson about what could happen late at night in that part of town.
Oh, yeah, there was just a lesson. Oh.
It was, that's all she was doing, was teaching them a lesson.
Yep.
And then we have a cop, and we rarely ever do these because we know what police have to go through. But come on, Christopher Johnson of Rockville, Maryland. He was getting ready to retire, 25 years with the Rockville Police Department. Right. Last week, he was busted for stealing from his own police department. Turns out for the last 6 years, he had stolen a bunch of department iPhones and given them to family members as gifts.
Oh, man. That's
He's
good.
Only facing one count of misconduct in office, but those phones are expensive.
Yes, they are. $1,000 now, $1,100 or more.
So that is only a misdemeanor, but, I mean, days before you're retiring.
25 years?
Uh-huh, and they don't know about his pension. I'm going to bet that somehow lawyers will get involved to get the pension, but really, how stupid. What a way to end a 25-year career. That would be like me spending 25 years here and leaving with the plants in the lobby.
I think that's going to be your winner.
The last guy?
The cop.
Yeah,
the cop.
Yeah, with all that's at stake, yeah, let's give it to him.
What a maroon.
Yep.
What an ignoramus.
Okay, let's get our final look at the roads for the morning.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Around the city, we have no accidents to report at this time. Use caution, buckle up, and drive carefully out there, all right? Well, want a career in automotive collision repair? Trenum State now offers classes Monday through Thursday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call John Beckham at Trenum State, 420-3333. That's Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
It sounds simple, and you hear it often, but if you enjoy holiday cheer in the form of alcohol, please don't drink and drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
All righty. It is 842 on News Talk 93.1 FM, and we're going to talk to Eddie at Preble Farm. You remember the Morning Maroon story the other day where the guy... Hey, Eddie, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, sir?
Good. We had a story the other day, because you guys do a lot with hunters. Two brothers, and one sabotaged the other's deer stand by putting deer repellent all over the place.
That, yeah.
And he got arrested for harassing a hunter. Not here. It happened in another one of the 57 states, but I thought that was kind of... Does deer repellent really work?
Well, yeah, it works as long as it's hadn't been rained on a long time and things like that. It works for several days. It sure does. That was mean.
Yeah, there's an actual law called hunter harassment.
Right.
And there is a law, Alabama state law.
So the brother who plots this act of revenge ends up getting arrested for doing that. Just thought you might enjoy that since you guys deal.
Well, I guess it's mean and funny at the same time. I don't have a brother. I guess maybe a relationship between brothers, you might get away with something like that.
Well, the police didn't think so, so he was arrested. What you got going on at Preble Farm that we need to know about today?
Well, we got a whole lot of things going on here. I tell you, it's getting cold weather. As you can tell this morning, we got some turnouts for the horses to keep the horses warm. We got plenty of bed and hay to put in those dog houses and things. Got firewood, even got something to dry. So we just getting ready for wintertime, and... You know, Christmas is almost here. We got the firewood to make those nice fires in the fireplace when the family's over. So we just kind of hanging tight, waiting on the big day.
By the way, I suggest this every Christmas time. If you are shopping for somebody who is a gardener, who loves to work on their yard, there are all kinds of great gift ideas at Prattville Farm Center. And watch how happy I would get if somebody just happened to give me a gallon of mane and tail shampoo, which I've been using now for almost 30 years. Holy cow. Look at how great my hair looks. I'm getting...
Yeah, we sell way more of that for people than we do horses.
Is that true? Because that was the thing that started, actually, in the equestrian community down in South Florida. And you got a nice equestrian section there at Preble Farm Center.
Yeah,
as well.
We got a pretty good section of it. Got several things here to... And the tagline that we've even got some little gift type baskets for the groomsman, the lady that grooms or the gentleman that grooms their horse. We've got a little kit and all that would make a great Christmas present for somebody that has horses.
Prattville Farm Center is a friendly, welcoming, and helpful place when you need suggestions or have questions. Whether it's how to grow something or get rid of something you don't want growing, they've got the answers, the products. At Preble Farm Center, your location and hours, Eddie.
Right quick, let me tell you, this is the season to show love. Everybody be kind.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you, standing behind this counter, it makes a difference when you meet so many people in a day, how it can change your mood when somebody's just kind to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
And we're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, about a half mile down below McDonald's on the right. We're here from 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday, and we take Sunday off to go to church and be with family.
We appreciate you, guy. Take care, sir, and have a good weekend.
Have a good day. Have a good one.
All right, we're going to go back to something that we did very early in the show.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Repeating a story we brought you earlier today, and again, it's like the NFL is trying to commit a long, slow suicide because they just don't seem to understand much about America.
Oh, is this the Vic story?
The Vic story. Yeah, I wanted to bring it back, reprise it, in case people weren't listening earlier. There are multiple petitions. See, here's the NFL has the Pro Bowl every year, and it's not like the Super Bowl. Okay. It's a game that doesn't drag. You know, at that time of the year, it gets an audience because it's in the middle of winter. After the Super Bowl, there's really not a lot of competition. Anyway, they decided to do Legends Captains for the Pro Bowl this year, or it's actually coming up after the week after the Super Bowl in February. And they selected Michael Vick as one of their four Legends Captains.
Dog torturer.
Yeah. A vicious dog-fighting ring. He did 18 months in prison, so he paid his debt to society, so to speak.
But why are they putting him on this bill?
You know, when you think of legend, Bob Baumhauer, he's in the Ring of Honor at Dolphin Stadium.
I believe it.
Because not just because he was a great player for them, but he was a character guy. They won't put anybody's name on that ring like the guys that were busted for dealing coke and pot.
Right.
That played for them.
So why is the NFL dealing with Michael Vick?
How could they be so oblivious? Don't they remember the outrage that happened whole story broke?
Oh, yeah.
Change.org is, as I said earlier, it's kind of a cathartic way to express your thoughts and feelings about something or like to vote against something.
And it can also be a good way for companies to gauge a, you know, it hasn't. Oh. It's all right.
I'm gathering up my stuff because Joey and Jack are going to be coming in. And
he dropped some of his stuff.
I surprised myself with a cell phone.
Yeah. No, it's it has no, like, legal standing. It's not something that has to be whatever. But, you know, if a company can see that ever how many millions of people want something done, they can look at that and say, well, okay, well, maybe we should look at this if this many people are that
passionate about it.
The NFL won't, but
they just don't seem to get it. Anyway, the last one of the many petitions at change.org has 1 million plus signatures to it. It'll be interesting to see because, you know, when they kowtow to all the PC, now the NFL has painted itself into a corner.
Right.
How do they get out of that? If they take that status away from Vic, then they're going to be called racist or something else. That's all these different rules. Which one supersedes the other?
What a year for the NFL as far as decisions like this.
Oh, man. And now they got the Patriots.
Yeah.
They won the Super Bowl this year, right?
This last year?
Yes.
And now they're going through another cheating scandal.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of that, I know we're not necessarily a baseball hotbed outside the biscuits, but it'll be really interesting to see what baseball does with the Houston Astros.
Yeah, you say a couple of the execs are probably their jobs are on the line, maybe?
Jobs on the line, or they could be facing year-long suspensions. Plus, there's two other managers in the American League who played for that team in 2017.
Uh-huh.
If they knowingly participated in cheating, electronic cheating, they could get suspended. They just got hired. Carlos Beltran with the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that won the World Series and Joey Cora. Those guys could be sitting on the sidelines for a year with no pay.
Wow.
So, and like, I'm all for if you can cleverly steal a sign, and know what pitch is coming. That's one thing.
Because they've been doing that for decades.
No, if you can work that stuff out, decades, you go right ahead.
As the man says, from time immemorial. We're going to give you a little treat this morning and play one of our favorites. It's a parody of, in a very respectful sense, a parody of Bohemian Rhapsody called Bethlehem Rhapsody, and it tells the Christmas story that's coming up next.
'Tis the season, everybody, and it's big Christmas doings with the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday, December 21st, that's the Saturday before Christmas, we're having our big Christmas blowout. It's going to be from 3 in the afternoon until 6. It's absolutely free, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Just load up all your Christmas merrymakers and come to 2754 Bell Road. You'll find us there at Affordable Events. I hear Santa Claus is going to be there. Young Elvis. We're going to be taping for a new episode of the Health and Wealth TV show, and there's no telling what else might happen. And did I mention that it's absolutely free? For more information, just listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. And mark your calendars for Saturday, December the 21st from 3 in the afternoon until 6 for the Health and Wealth Christmas Blowout, sponsored in part by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Is this the real bird? Is it nativity caught in a census in the town of his ancestry? Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. He's just a poor boy foretold by prophecy. Because the wise men come, wise men go, angels high, shepherds low. This is how God's love shows. It's a wondrous story to me. Told her not to fear. Mary, now it's just begun. Your son is gonna wash our sins away. Mary, ooh, the God who reigns on high has sent his son.
to all the sheep. Shepherds watch over their flocks at night time.
Angels shine like lightning, very, very frightening.
Peace on earth, peace on earth, unto you is Father's Day.
Shepherd, nobody loves me.
He's just a shepherd from a far family. Angels that go to the stable and see.
Wise men come, wise men go. Will Herod let him live?
Saint Herod, go. He will not let him live.
Better go.
Saint Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Saint Herod, he will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Will not let him live.
Better go.
Joseph, Mary, Joseph.
Mary, Joseph, better go to Egypt now. Gonna save your son who paid for me.
That was good. I like that. I like that. Greg was impeached and had to leave a couple minutes early.
Oh, man.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Everything's good.
Howdy, Joe.
Hi.
Oh, well, we've only got a few seconds here, but...
You went to Baumhauer's last night.
I did go to Baumhauer's last night.
You guys had a good time.
It was a good festive time, yeah.
Big old smile on Jack's face.
A lot of people speaking in code to me.
In code?
Up and saying things. Do you know this?
Speaking in code or speaking in tongues?
Code.
Okay.
I haven't gotten the speaking in tongues yet. I don't know about that. Anyway, News and Views begins. A mere moments. Y'all said Greg was kind of watching the impeachment thing, and he was
no.